It's time for the Canadian Baseball Network podcast with your host, Dustin Saraceni.
Welcome back to the Canadian Baseball Network podcast. And today we have an episode that's kind of close to me for the past summer, as the show has kind of been on a hiatus. I want to bring you in on what I've been working on. Seeing as this show is all about Canadian baseball, and what I've been doing this summer is all about Canadian baseball. I've been working as the communications coordinator for the Collegiate Okotoks Dogs Baseball Club in a town just outside of Calgary, if you've never heard of it. The team averaged 4,100 fans per game at home, and nearly 90% of them were sold out. I mean, we had guys talking on Sportsnet 960, Global Calgary, Breakfast Television. It truly was a professional experience in regards to the players. My first day there, I was walking through downtown Okotoks, and the town was on the smaller side, but it did have that community feel. As I was walking through the town, I remember having the owner, John R. Candy, on the show, I think a month or two prior, and seeing pictures of Siemens Stadium, and I couldn't really believe what I saw, and being from the greater Toronto area, it's something I wasn't really used to. I turned a corner, and it was kind of like night and day. There, it kind of stood in all of its glory, Siemens Stadium. It was a multi-million dollar complex made just for baseball in Canada. And kind of right then and there, I knew I hit the jackpot with this job. To put it all in perspective, and once the season got rolling, the Dogs posted a 35-win season, the most in franchise history. They hit 50 home runs in a 48-game campaign and ranked third in North American collegiate programs in terms of attendance. Now, that's a pretty big deal when you factor in all the collegiate programs in the States, but we'll get to that later on in the show. Today, we talked to WNBL All-Star Eddie Sanchez, who was actually born in Mexico. He came up through the Junior Dogs Academy to be an asset in the collegiate club this summer. And you'll hear all about his story. And we'll be talking to Brendan Rose. He's a five-year Okotoks Dog player out of UBC who really reminisced about his time playing and contributing to the organization known as the Disneyland of Canadian baseball. So take a listen and enjoy. Basically, take me all the way back. You're born in Mexico. You end up coming to the Dogs in 2011, as you said. You end up coming to the academy. Take me through that process. How did you get here, and how did you enjoy it right off the bat?
I mean, you know, 2011, the Dogs came for a baseball camp down in Mexico City during, like, February, I believe. So after that, like, I mean, before that, I was looking to go to high school in the States because my goal was to play college ball in the States. So I earned a scholarship, and then I was not going to get that if I stayed in Mexico. So, I mean, it was just perfect, like, the timing and stuff. Like, the Dogs were there, and they pretty much asked me and my friend to come up here and play for them. And then we looked at the facilities and all that, and like just fell in love right off the bat, you know.
How did you know they were kind of interested in you? Did they tell you anything during the camp, or how did that go?
Yeah, I guess like during the camp, like there was tons of kids, like good talent and stuff. And then I guess they just liked us right off the bat, me and my buddy. And then after that, we just started talking. And plus, like we were the only ones that spoke decent English at the time, so I mean that helped too, because we talked and stuff, and then they liked us, so it was good.
Obviously, it's got to be a little bit difficult to move away from home, to move away from something that you've kind of only known your entire life. What was that like to you, and what was kind of your initial thoughts when you accepted the offer to come here?
Yeah, you know, it was tough, because I mean I was young, and I only knew Mexico at the time, and then you know, the language and stuff. So I was kind of excited but scared at the same time, because I was moving away from home, new language, new culture, you know, and then I knew I had to, like, get used to it and all that. But, like, I just knew I had to do it if I wanted my dream to come true, you know.
What do you miss most about home?
Yeah, just my family and my friends and, like, the food for sure, you know. But, I mean, I miss my family every day, so, but, I mean, I just know they support me, so that's all I need to keep going.
And certainly everything worked out. I mean, you won J-Dog Player of the Year, an award given away from Jim Henderson. As you kind of reflect on your time in Canada thus far, is there a memory that kind of sticks out to you?
I mean, just pretty much everything. Like, I had a great time here. 3 years. I mean, it's hard to pick, like, just one of them, because, like, I mean, we had, like, my freshman year, we won, like, the national Canadian National Championship. And then after that, like, we just, it was just great. But, I mean, it's hard to pick one.
Is this year going to be one of them? Obviously, you guys have set franchise records in most wins. And everywhere that I talk, everyone that I talk to has basically said the team has come together to be like a family. I know you still have a few years left, but when you look at your memories, this year has to be one of the great things that you can remember from the Dogs organization.
Oh, yeah, you know, like, this is one dream summer. We're saying amongst the guys, you know, like, this is like a dream team. Like, you know, like, we're like a family now. So it's definitely for sure going to be like one to remember for sure.
This is your first full-time year with the collegiate team. You played briefly in 2014. What's kind of the difference? I mean, you talk about dream summer, we talk about franchise highs, but what's the difference between that summer and this summer?
I mean, as when I was back in the academy, like, you know, like, my dream was to play in the college team. So, like, when I got called up back then, like, I mean, it was just a dream come true. I mean, it was just like, I knew I was not going to, like, play full-time, so, like, I was just going to get, like, either like pinch run or like whatever was needed. And then, like, I mean, this summer, like, I just knew, like, I just wanted to make an impact for the team and just help the team win. And, you know,
well, it's safe to say you have made an impact of being named an all-star on the best team in the WNBL this year, and one of the best teams the Dogs have ever fielded. What does that mean to you, and what were your initial thoughts when you kind of found out that you were an all-star?
I mean, it's just a plus for the summer, you know, like, the goal is to win it all, so whatever comes after that is just a plus. I mean, you know, like, you said, like, there's 8 All-Stars, so, like, it's not only me, so it's definitely a good group of guys, so, I mean, I'm just here enjoying the ride, too.
Your quote, I think it's play like a man, enjoy like a kid. I saw it on Instagram. Is that kind of how you play the game, and what does that quote kind of mean to you?
I mean, that quote means a lot because my grandpa, like, always said it to me. Like, I mean, he still tells me, like, play like a man, but, like, enjoy like a kid. I mean, it's just, like, I think it reflects my game, you know, because I like to play hard and stuff, but, like, I always do, like, enjoy and, like, smile and, like, just take it all in, you know, because you never know when the game's going to be taken from you. So I just like to, like, enjoy, and, like, I live by that quote.
And are we going to be seeing Eddie Sanchez in a couple years down the road here, or what are your plans coming back for next summer?
Yeah, I definitely want to come back. So, and I've been talking to Telegram about coming back. So, like, yeah, I think that's the plan, to come back for my last year of baseball. So I think I'll be here next summer.
All right, so I'm here with Brendan Rose. So the year is a bit of a crazy one for you, obviously coming into your fifth year as a Dog and out of the University of British Columbia. We were talking about this the other day, but in years past, you're usually a 2-3 hitter for the team, but you come in this year and you're hitting 7, you're hitting 8. What did that say about the caliber of talent on this club here?
We had a pretty good team this year. I was just happy to be in the lineup every day. It was a fun lineup to be a part of. I mean, every guy from 1 to 9 was a pretty good hitter, and we didn't have any outs, so it was a lot of fun to play in that lineup.
And you talk about the lineup, obviously looking up and down the roster, there's a ton of Canadians on the club. Obviously yourself, your teammate from UBC, and Liam Stroud, Dogs Academy, Indiana Hoosier, Matt Lloyd, Academy guy, Peter Hutzel, 2-year Dog Joel Brophy, Chris Horvath, CJ Lewington, drafted by the Arizona Diamondbacks, Clayton Keyes. Basically Canadians from all different schools, all walks of life. You guys kind of came over in a short period of time to become a family. And that is that kind of what you'll miss most?
Yeah. In the last couple of days, I've kind of thought about it a lot, and definitely just being part of the team and the teammates are what I'll miss most. It was a pretty cool team this summer, pretty special team this summer. Everyone got along really well, and it's always fun to have lots of Canadians on the team.
And as you kind of reflect on the season, obviously it was a cut short in the first round, but you're together for one of the best seasons the Dogs have put together. I mean, 35 wins, the most in franchise history, 50 home runs, the most in franchise history, most RBIs, and the list kind of goes on. As you kind of hear that, what do you think you'll take away from this year?
Probably won't. You'll remember the wins, the home runs, but you'll just remember being around the team every day for the 2 months that we were together, and it was it was a special feeling around the team, and that's something that I'll always remember.
And as we sit in the press box here and you look out at Siemens Stadium on a daily basis, we not only broke records on the field, but attendance wise as well, up from 3,300 a year to 4,000 this year, almost averaging a sellout. What will you kind of remember playing in front of these fans here in Okotoks?
It's an experience you don't really get anywhere else. It's every day at 7 o'clock, it's pretty special, and I'll always be grateful for the chance to do it for the 5 years that I did, and that's, yeah, something I'll always remember.
And you've had five seasons in the WNBL, obviously Canada's premier collegiate league, and you go up against players from around the NCAA, as we've talked about. Head coach and staff play a big part at Oregon State University in Mesa. If you're a player listening to this, how would you sell them on coming to play for the WNBL?
Everyone that I've tried to get to come play for the Dogs, I've just told them that they'll have the best summer of their life. It's and every player, I got all my roommates to come out here over the years at UBC, Bruce Yari and Jeremy Newton and Turner Spears as well last year. There's nothing really like it. It's not like pro ball where you're competing for a job every day. It's summer baseball. It's very competitive, but it's also just a lot of fun to play in front of everyone every day.
And you talk about a few big names. Obviously, Bruce Yari comes to mind. He's been drafted. And the best thing about this team, I think, is that no matter if you've played on the team for one summer, two summers, they always kind of keep tabs on it. I always see, I'm controlling social media, you see former Dogs coming in and just talking about the team, and you know that they're keeping tabs and seeing what they're doing this year. Is that kind of what makes this team special as well?
Yeah, well, since before I was a Dog, they always kind of said once a Dog, always a Dog. And I think the people who, there's a lot of guys that have played for this team and have gone on to do pretty cool things in baseball, but they'll always remember their summers here, and I think they all look back fondly on it, and that's cool to see.
Well, that about wraps it up for the show. Thank you for listening. And again, the CBN podcast is back as we continue to tell stories of this great game north of the border. If you're in the Calgary area next year, I highly suggest experiencing a Dogs game at Siemens Stadium, where you can watch plenty of D1 collegiate players go head-to-head, looking to get better for the fall season and to reach that ultimate goal of getting drafted. Until next time, I'm Dustin Saracini, and thanks for listening.